Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This is Revenue Procedure 9727. It is a revenue procedure issued by the IRS in 1997. It sets the rules for changing how a business calculates deductions for depreciation when the change does not qualify for the automatic PAP. Let me explain how it works. The tax law gives two ways to change an accounting method. The automatic PAP is fast and requires no approval. The non-automatic PAP needs permission from the IRS National Office. Revenue Procedure 9727 governs this second path. If a taxpayer wants to change depreciation rules outside the automatic list, they must file a request with the National Office. The IRS reviews the request and decides if the change is allowed. A key part of this procedure is how it handles catch-up deductions. If the change gives the taxpayer extra deductions, those deductions are spread over 4 tax years. This is different from the automatic path, where the catch-up happens all at once. The 4-year rule slows down the benefit, but still lets the correction happen. Most cost segregation studies use the automatic path instead. That path is faster and easier. It covers standard changes, like moving assets from a 39-year recovery period to a shorter one. But if a study involves a change not on the automatic list, or if the taxpayer is already being audited, the non-automatic path is needed. That is when Revenue Procedure 9727 applies. This procedure does not promise approval. The IRS National Office can say no or ask for changes. It also does not last forever. Today, the non-automatic path is governed by a newer procedure, Revenue Procedure 2015. The 1997 version is part of history, but still shows how the system worked before. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your study's method changed bits within the tax code, check the legal analysis section of your report.